This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Callum Ewing. Brain tumours are the biggest cancer killer of children and are severely underfunded when it comes to research. However, there are incredible individuals out there who are doing their part in raising much needed money. 11-year-old Kirsty Wall is raising money for Children with Cancer UK by crocheting 70 bunting triangles, one for each week of her chemotherapy course. She has raised over £35,000 and is aiming to reach £50,000. Kirsty and her dad Matt reveal how the idea came about.
I've always loved crochet. I mean, crochet has literally taken over my life.
So Kirsty is the engine behind that, the crochet triangles. The chemotherapy is lasting for well over a year. It felt like we needed something that was going to carry us through, that was not medical, something that we could see the progression from week to week and that encouraged us to focus on the here and now.
Kirsty was diagnosed with a grade 1 supercellular pilocytic astrocytoma last November. She had a 7-hour operation to remove parts of the tumour and is now undergoing chemotherapy, which she will have until spring 2026. For Kirsty, her eyesight and memory loss were the main symptoms.
I couldn't read like number plates and like far away distance. We started noticing, like, I couldn't, you know, remember as much as we were saying before. We went to the Lake District and we were doing lots and lots of walking, and I was like, you know, falling asleep a lot after, and we just thought, you know, like, I've just been on a long walk, you know, it's expected. And then I started doing a lot at home, at school, and then I started being sick in the morning.
Terry, the name that Kirsty has given her tumour, has thankfully shrunk, meaning Kirsty's eyesight and memory is getting better. A benign tumour is non-cancerous, meaning it does not have the ability to spread. However, benign tumours are still life-threatening as they press on critical areas in the brain, such as the nerves. Matt talks about the decision to tell Kirsty's siblings about her diagnosis.
I was feeling like I was living a sort of split personality, because one part of me was talking to Kate about brain tumours and talking to doctors about what was going on there as much as they knew. And then the other half of me was talking to our other two children and saying, well, she is quite poorly and she does need to be in hospital for a while. And then so it was in the car while I was driving. I was like, this doesn't really work for me anymore. And I don't think it's working for them either. A grade 1 benign tumour is not cancer, but you go everywhere. We're treated on a cancer ward. We get given cancer literature. We're supported by cancer charities. We needed to give that exposure. We needed to talk about it so we could say the word cancer and say the word tumour without anyone wincing.
Matt tells me how he tries not to compare Kirsty's brain tumour to other people's situations.
People talk about the value of hooking up with other parents in similar situations, and I get that. I do get that. But trying to find someone who's in the same situation is like the needle in the haystack, because I'd have to find someone who had a child of about the same age with the same type of tumour, in the same location, with the same gene mutation, with the same reaction to the same kind of medicines. I mean, there's one of Kirsty, quite wary about what I read and what I see. Can lead users to quite dark places, and they're not helpful.
Kirsty is also aiming to put up a poster on 1,000 notice boards across the country to help spread awareness of her fundraising. You can donate to Kirsty's Just Giving page and see more of her story on her website, which is crochetforcancer.co.uk. Here are Kirsty's final thoughts about her outlook on life.
Look on the bright sides. It's not always just about your tumour. You can live with a tumour, but just not make it who you are. Like, when I want people to see me, I don't want them to see the girl with a brain tumour. I want them to be Kirsty, who's doing, like, you know, raising funds.
I'm Callum Ewing for West Kent Radio.